Oh my cron. It's the news according to me. Well, here we are, another Tuesday morning. And not a whole lot has changed. I'm in the home studio this morning. It's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And this podcast is going to be just a little under an hour because I have another meeting at 9 o'clock that I have to be a part of. It's an online meeting. I don't have to be a part of it, but you know, if the show is really rolling really well and I'm just on the top of my game and I've just got some kind of story I'm telling, who knows where this is going to go? That's the fun part about this podcast. I hope you enjoy that. I never know what's going to spark an old-time memory.
Back from my old days, back when I was a kid, and I sparks a memory, and I have to talk about this. When I was a kid, what happened to me? Back in the good old days.
Well, I know sweet tea doesn't taste it's not quite as good as it used to be. But a lot more places, you know, when I was growing up, nobody had sweet tea. It's unless you went to Cracker Barrel had sweet tea. And there were some places down south. Even like I remember when I was in my 40s and I discovered that McDonald's had sweet tea down south. I'd go down to Virginia in the Norfolk area, Virginia Beach area, and go to McDonald's and they had sweet tea, large sweet tea for a dollar. That's the first place I would go. Go to McDonald's and get a sweet tea. And it was good sweet tea. And then they started serving sweet tea everywhere, all over the country, at McDonald's. And so I started drinking more sweet tea. Well, I didn't drink more sweet tea. I just drank more McDonald's sweet tea. But I was always drinking sweet tea. I just had to make it myself up here. And there's an art to making it. You know, you have to make it just right. The water has to be hot when you add the sugar. It's all about the caramelization process. And you go to a store and you ask them, well, do you have sweet tea? No, we have regular tea, but we can add sweetener to it. We can bring you some sugar. Just give me a Coke. And usually the waitress will say, or the server will say, yeah, I know, it just isn't the same, is it? No, it's not. It's not the same. That's why you make sweet tea. That's why you have both. You have sweet and unsweet tea. You don't just make tea and then expect people to like. I tell you, there are restaurants that I choose to go to because they serve sweet tea. Got a choice of three different restaurants. Well, where do you want to go? You want to go here, there, or there? Well, that place has sweet tea. Let's go there. I can't tell you how many times I've made that decision based on where and what kind of tea they have. I know that sounds crazy, because it is, but it's not. It's not crazy at all in my world, my crazy world. It's not crazy. Speaking of sweet tea, I'm drinking sweet tea this morning. However, this is Arby's sweet tea. You know, some of these places would just do good if the way they make their tea, and the tea is fine. The problem is the container that they're putting it in, they never wash it. I don't think they scrub the thing out. Here's the other part of making sweet tea properly. Tea itself will develop something called coliform bacteria. It's not a harmful bacteria. Everybody says, oh, it's got bacteria. Hello? You have more bacteria in your body than you do cells in your body. There's more living creatures in your body than there are of you. Let that soak in for a moment. A lot of people don't realize that. There's a lot of stuff inside you squiggling around. I'm probably making some of you sick right now. Kind of like my stories from the sea yesterday. There's more bacterial stuff living in you than there are cells in your body. Now, think about this. When you talk about how tiny a bacteria is, a virus can live inside of a bacteria because it is that much smaller. And there's bacterial science and then there is viral science. They are two different things, and we're dealing with something much, much smaller with a virus. But, you know, people seem to think that it's the same thing. It's a bug. Same thing. Can't see it. It's just out there. It's going to get you. Whereas, you know, by and large, you can wash bacteria away. You can wash viruses away too. However, the bacteria is much easier to, like when you're wearing your mask, you'll keep bacteria from escaping the mask. The problem is it grows in the mask. And then you start to develop all kinds of respiratory issues if you're not taking care of your mask properly. We're starting to see that. There's an outbreak of kids with respiratory issues. And they would wonder why we have respiratory issues. Wonder why there's this outbreak of this, what is it, ARS or whatever it is? What's it called? Something that's acute respiratory syndrome. I guess maybe that's what it is, ARS. Huh. Surprised I remembered that. It actually stands for something. I don't know. How did I get from sweet tea to acute respiratory system? Well, anyway, so I got this tea here from Arby's. And it would be fine if they just would have cleaned. As soon as I take a sip of tea from one of these fast, because a lot of fast food restaurants now have it. Long John Silver's, Arby's. I don't think Burger King, I think Burger King has it's like a Lipton or a brisk tea of some kind. It's a processed tea. That stuff usually gives me a headache. It's not brewed. It's just it comes in a premix concentrate. They can serve it from the soda fountain, from the soda distributor, whatever that thing is, little machine that it's not real tea. It's just kind of sugar water with tea flavor, which is pretty much all my tea. But the real tea comes from, you have tea leaves and you brew it and you steep it and you do the whole thing. And I know McDonald's, I think they have a mix as well, but it's actually based on a steeped tea thing. So it's, I don't know. All I know is it has to have a lot of sugar. And the real key is that they have to have, the machine has to be cleaned. The container has to be scoured to get that bacteria out of it. Now, granted, the bacteria isn't that harmful. It might cause you to be a little bit, I'm going to have to make a few trips to the bathroom. But the general flavor of the tea, I can tell if I take a swig of the tea as soon as I get it, and it's like you didn't clean your machine. I can tell by the taste. So those of you who are tea connoisseurs out there, you get what I'm saying. Those of you who are not, well, you're on the wrong show. This is all about tea. At least this morning it is. You might want to go back and listen to some of my other shows that are not about tea. So today we're going to talk about some things. By the way, that's what I'm drinking. That's what's in my cup. Now, I have my special cup here this morning with me. It is one of my favorite cups. It's a stainless steel insulated cup with a little sippy cup thing on the top of it. You know what I'm talking about. And it's you can get these for $5 for 10 of them, I think, at Walmart. I have a laser engraved the name of my boat. Chesed means loving kindness. I laser engraved that on this cup. It's Chesed. Chesed. Looks like cheesed. Cheese is good too. It's not offensive if you tell me it's, well, that's cheesed. Yeah, I like cheese. Cheese is good. So the cheese and tea, actually cheese and crackers, along with sweet tea, and possibly, you know, peach tea is even better if you actually use peach juice. I make sweet tea, and then I'll make it and put it in my cup, and then I'll add a splash of peach nectar, actual peach nectar in there. And I'll use that to eat my Colby Jack on Townhouse Crackers. That's a meal for me. I can eat that all day. And I'm sure it's great for me. But that's just a little slice of heaven right there. I'm eating that stuff. So we have there's some stuff going on in the world, and I'm just going to jump right into this. Joe Biden, for instance. Let's talk about Joe Biden. Sean Hannity, I have to give him the credit for putting this together, but this is a critical thing here. Joe Biden said some stuff on the campaign trail, and nobody ever holds him to it. This, you know, you look at this guy bumbling around, stumbling around with his words, can't understand half what he says. You kind of get the feel for, okay, I think I know what he's trying to say, but this guy's about as articulate as a gnat. I'm not going to compare him to Donald Trump. Trump was, you know, he just kind of said what he meant, but he was not articulate either. However, he was at least coherent. He had a specific way of talking, if you understood how Trump talked, in terms of the way he was. He kind of had this New York sense of putting sentences together. It's a particular kind of sentence structure type thing. And it was much more of a common man kind of speech. Now, Joe, who claims to be common man, and he does kind of try to talk like a common man. Problem is, the stammering and the stuttering and the, and no, he didn't stutter as a child. There was, again, I must remind you, political theater. I can't tell you the number of people who are in the background of these political candidates at this level who are spinning and creating narratives. Okay, we have to stay with this narrative. We have to say this. We have to say that. Trying to get out in front of this stuff that happens. And that's what directs their day. It's all about the optics of what is seen by the public in the 30-second sound bites. And nowadays it's 15-second sound bites. And it's all about the spin. There literally are people in meetings right now, this morning, talking about how they're going to deal with some of the issues that are coming up, how they're going to spin them off. And this all involves certain media organizations who are in touch with these people, sometimes in on the meetings, discussing how they're going to steer the story. You know, when the story switches from a man, and I'm going to say it, a black man with an SUV who drives intentionally through a crowded parade, aiming his vehicle at people and running them over killing 6, injuring over 40. I think the last total I heard was actually closer to 70 people. One of them, an 8-year-old boy, was killed. Intentionally doing that. A random act. For no other reason than killing them because they were white. Now, you can... I guess I have to throw the word allegedly in there. He allegedly did this. The media now has switched that narrative over to a car drove through the parade. They were trying to do everything they could to make this as palatable as possible by saying he was fleeing from a police chase. Again, this was implying that the police shouldn't be chasing people. If the police wouldn't have been chasing this guy, he wouldn't have driven through that. He wouldn't have gone down that road and trying to escape in his panic to escape the police, the mean, evil police. Again, they're trying to blame the police for this. That was their attempt initially. That didn't work. So they deflected. They pivoted. Then it was, he accidentally went down this road. It's still going to be someone else's fault. It's not going to be the fault of this man who had hatred in his heart, bigotry, and racism in his heart. However, there are those that would argue with me and say, a black man can't have race. He can't be racist because he has no institutional power. You don't think that black people now have institutional power? Are you still going to keep using that excuse? If you think that, if you're black or white, I don't care. If you have that opinion, you are absolutely blind to what's happening around us. Racism in any form, superiority of a race in any shape, is sickening. To hate someone simply based on the color of their skin or their background or their culture is a sickness. And you need help. We all have some kind of prejudice in our hearts towards someone for some reason. Some people who are Bears fans don't like Vikings fans. It's just because that's just the way it is. Because they have issues. It's a ball game. Get over it. Most people can get past that. They just, they're not a fan. They realize it's just a ball game. And they'll tease each other with it. But there are people who literally do not like other individuals, won't talk to them because they're fans of another team. This is how silly we can get, this stuff. But this idea that someone can't be racist because they have no institutional power is absolutely absurd. It sounds like a good explanation, but it's not. It's not at all. On its face, it's false and wrong. So just stop with that. Buildings don't attack people. Institutions are built. Just get past that. Racism, bigotry, and hatred reside and manifest in the heart of a human being. Not in pieces of paper or a building. If you have a mayor who's black, chief of police who's black, city council who's predominantly black, and then you're going to tell me the black community has no institutional power. You are absolutely blind. So let's go on beyond that. I've gone down a bunny trail. Probably ticked a few people off. That's okay. You'll get over it. Maybe. Or maybe not. I don't know. I'm just a guy with a microphone. So we have Joe. Now, I have this. Sean Hannity did this little clip last night about Joe Biden on a campaign. And he's basically his statement was, this is Sean Hannity's statement was, if we use Biden's own words, he has disqualified himself as president. Now, of course, they'll say, oh, well, you know, on the campaign trail, you say whatever. Okay, so what you're saying is we shouldn't listen to anything you say on the campaign trail. Which I don't, basically, anymore. People say things on the campaign trail. It's like, yeah, they make promises, whatever. I don't. All you're saying is, you know, you'll say anything. Because the end justifies the means. And Nancy Pelosi has even so far as admitted this openly on the record. That things said on the campaign trail. Oh, well, that was on the campaign trail. I believe Joe Biden even said some things like to that effect. So let's hear what Joe Biden had to say about this is during the debate. He's being asked a question. And Joe makes this statement. Now, keep in mind, under his administration now, we're rapidly approaching 400,000 deaths due to COVID, supposedly, under his administration. We have a new variant coming for Christmas, just in time for Christmas. Apparently there's no problems with that shipping around the world. No supply chain issues there. Let's see what Joe has to say about deaths under his watch.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
Well, there you have it in Joe's own words. Should not remain as president of anybody who's responsible for that many deaths. He's responsible for 100,000 more deaths than that. I'm not even sure of half of what he said there in the middle. It's about my responsibility, even though I'm not responsible. What? I think he was reading from a teleprompter and he got all mixed up. He had something in his ear. I'm not sure what he was doing. He practiced this little speech and apparently got it wrong. He got it bumbled. He fumbled at the 10-yard line. The 1-yard line, whatever it was. He couldn't get the ball across the thing there. He was trying his best. Kind of fumbled it up. So now his words come back to haunt him, as they usually do in the politician world. They're going to say, oh, that was last year. Now, still, they will still blame Trump for this. They'll say, oh, well, because if Trump would have gotten it under control then we wouldn't have the problem now. No, no, Joe. You said your first priority was to crush this virus. Of course, this is when you thought the vaccines were going to work. And oops, they don't. So now we still have it a year later. And now we have a variant that we're not being told much about. On one hand, we're being told by doctors who are experiencing and treating it on the ground that it's more mild. There's different symptoms, and it's much more mild. Now, what you'll notice, this is an observation I've made, and disclaimer, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer. Actually, let's do this, because this seems to work well. I'll have to put this in here. Disclaimer. There you go. That's my little disclaimer button. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a geologist, I'm not a virologist, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a financial advisor, not an accountant. I can barely count. I'm just a guy with a microphone with an opinion. That's all you're going to get from me. What you do with that is yours. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's totally up to you. Totally up to you. I started to sound like Joe Biden. So so Joe made the comments, you know, that he was going to crush this thing. Of course, now the vaccine, of course, has not been exactly what we thought it would be. It's not quite doing what we had hoped, obviously. But that doesn't stop us from living in a delusional world where we think that it still does, and everybody still has to be vaccinated. Now, interestingly enough, this new variant, when it came out, we're not getting really any real information other than the symptoms are more mild and they're also different. It doesn't seem to be as much of a respiratory thing now. Now, here's what's interesting. And I guess the testing on this thing, my concern was, how are we all of a sudden able to test for this thing all over the country, all over the world? We're finding it everywhere. I guess the markers that they're finding, it's basically the same test, but there are certain spikes in this. There's been this particular variant that's why they're finding. Well, we found those spikes here. We didn't know what to do with that. It's because it's a variant. That's what's going on there. So we have this stuff happening all around us. And so Joe, now what the word on the street is, well, you still have to make sure you get your booster. Everybody can get a booster now. It's over 18, get a booster. Because, you know, vaccines are safe and effective. Got to get your booster. I did listen to the, by the way, just on a side note, I got a chance to listen to the report from Dr. Campbell on the numbers from this paper. I thought this study was an actual paper that had been put out about the spikes in heart issues, heart ailments, and heart problems related to the vaccine, and in proportions to the vaccines. And apparently, it's not a paper; it's an abstract. Now, what that means is usually they'll put the abstract out prior to putting out the actual study paper. And the abstract is usually based on information, scientific data within the actual peer-reviewed study paper report. However, there's no Dr. Campbell cannot find the actual report. He can't find the paper. Now, it's very possible it is not on the interwebs. There are some studies that are done this way. They're done within closed systems, and they don't share their data initially, just for various reasons, but that could be what's happening here. I don't know for sure if that's actually happening or if this was all made up. Now, he went over the data that's in this abstract, and he said there is definitely, his conclusion is that there's definitely enough information here that needs to be looked into. He said there's enough science within this abstract that it looks legitimate, and it looks like it definitely needs to be further researched. That's definitely grounds for someone looking into it, because it's pretty serious. So that was, you know, I like the guy because he's got a very down to earth. I don't agree with some of his opinions and some of his conclusions, but his analysis of the information is excellent, spot on. He digs into this stuff and looks at the numbers and actually compares things apples to apples and kind of cuts through some of the clutter, which I think is extremely helpful. Because there's a lot of bogus information out there, and a lot of bogus, you know, when you hear things like from Dr. Oz or from some of these doctors, they'll just put out information, just say something. And, oh, okay, well, I guess it's that way. And yet you don't stop to think, well, where's the data on that? What is this based on? And even if they do say it's based on a study, well, what did the study actually say? They won't quote the study. They won't read the study. They just, it's just this way. Okay. What does that mean? Now, there's also a top British cardiologist This is from Britain. This is a different study. While I'm on the same subject, there is a headline I wanted to talk about. I'm glad I just happened to look at this as I was talking about it. A top British cardiologist bombshell. This is on Reliable News Now. Jab is causing heart attacks, and the evidence is being censored. And this is the case, and this is what Campbell was concerned about, was that possibly the report of the papers had been actually scrubbed from the net or is being blocked. I'm gonna dig into this a little bit further here, just while I'm on the subject, because it does seem to be something that's worth. This is the same heart. This is Dr. Asim Malhotra. It's not much more information than I've already. This was on GBN News. Not much more information than what we already know. Similar results to the new report showing that to a new report. So more doctors are coming out with this, seeing this evidence. And there've been a lot of doctors who've tried to just report adverse effects to the vaccine, and they've been having difficulty doing that. There's supposed to be a system in place where you can do that. And most of the doctors are having issues reporting to the system that's supposed to be available. Now they're already talking about a fourth jab, which would be the second booster, and this on top of the issues where they're talking about. They're even talking about lockdowns again. Interesting. I don't think people are going to put up with any more lockdowns. If they try this again, I think on a state-by-state basis, you might get away with it, but because California claims it, it's just been helping tremendously. They can't prove that. Florida hasn't had them, and they have the per capita rate has been much lower than California or New York. So I don't understand how they're coming up with these ideas. Again, that's the way they look at the numbers. They twist things. But per capita, it's definitely not an issue. So we have again back to this Joe Biden thing. He's talking about how he, Donald Trump shouldn't be president if he's responsible for that many deaths. Now he's going to blame all the rest of the deaths on Donald Trump, because somehow I guess the deaths only happen in this country. That somehow our country would have been impervious to this whole thing had we taken the right actions at the beginning. Now, if you recall, Trump tried to put a travel ban in a place, and from China, and of course that he was considered xenophobic. This was all racist, because he was racist. Everything's racist. But apparently a travel ban from South Africa is not racist. That's been the new thing here now. Is that Joe's putting in a travel ban now from South Africa, and that's okay because of the variant. Because we're going to crush this virus, right? Hopefully you can hear my dogs barking in the background. I'm not sure what's going on. My wife is upstairs, and apparently she's stirring up the dogs, causing issues. So you know how she is. You know how they are. You know how these wives are. So we have this variant to deal with. So now we have, let's change gears a little bit. Because I can talk about Joe Biden's hypocrisy and the left's hypocrisy all day long. It doesn't matter. And you know, for years, the Republicans have been pointing out the hypocrisy on the left. And it doesn't change anything. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. I don't mind talking about it once in a while, just to bring it up. But I'm telling you, it does not matter. Much like protests. We've been having protests against racism, against inequality, all kinds of protests of all kinds for years. Years and years. 50 years, 70 years, 100 years. And, well, we're still having protests because we're still having issues. Now the term looting is racist. It's a racist term. How in the world that becomes racist, I don't know. Because I've seen white people and black people looting. So I'm not sure exactly how that becomes racist unless it's just because there's a cultural issue that we won't get into that. So let's talk about Waukesha. Well, we're on the subject of race. I'm going to take a sip of tea. Collect my thoughts. I'm going to enter into this. We're going to wade into this deep subject here. The news media has completely ignored this sort of story. This man deliberately... Now think about, you know, they always talk about, well, what if Kyle Rittenhouse had been black? Boy, they would have really gone after him. No, they wouldn't have. This is the straw man narrative that they always pull out. Well, if it had been black man. Okay. Well, here's a black man. Who was not defending himself, by the way. Now, the left will make it sound that way. Well, he's just acting out because of the white man's superiority. He feels threatened by the white man, and so that's why he acted out. He has to be excused because, you know, he's just trying to get power. He's lost. He feels like he's lost because he has no power over the administration, the institution is against him, and he just felt like he needed to lash out. Okay, well, throw him in prison for the rest of his life. You can think about it. I don't care what his reasons were. He committed a crime. There's no excuse for that. Well, he might have an excuse. It doesn't absolve you from your responsibility in the crime. I can't reconcile those two things. Oh, well, we have to excuse him because he had a good excuse for killing somebody. For murdering. This was murder. This was absolute murder. Cold-blooded, intentional, premeditated. If Kyle Rittenhouse had intended on going into the crowd, and this is the narrative that they want you to believe, and this is why my understanding is Kyle is not, he was supposed to go to, supposed to go to some college. I think it was someplace out west. I'm not sure if it was Colorado or where it was he was going. He now has had to, I don't know if he's withdrawn or if they've not allowing him to go. Not sure which it is. Let's see if I can find the headline here. Pretty sure it was on here. I believe it was a headline. That might be right in here. No, I don't see. Yep, there it is. Kyle Rittenhouse no longer enrolled in Arizona State. I'll have to find out what the specifics are on that. But I don't know if they're not allowing him or if he's decided not to go. Can you imagine? I want to go to Arizona State now. He's telling everybody he's going to go to Arizona State. Who do you think is going to show up the first day of class? His life is in danger, folks, because this narrative is that Kyle Rittenhouse, this is according to the news media, they've repeated this over and over and over. He heard about the protesters. He was tired of the protesting, which was riots, burning the city down, the city in which he worked, the city in which his father lived, which is 20 minutes away from his house. He picked up a gun, went across state lines, which is supposedly some kind of big deal. Picked up a gun, went across state lines. That makes it worse, I guess. There were some other people there that night that were not from that state. That's never talked about. Involved in this whole mess. Went across state lines and went to shoot up some black people. Went down there to shoot the protesters. Of course, what you find out is that's not exactly why he was there. He had the gun the whole night and wasn't shooting anybody until they started threatening him. The individuals he shot were not black. Of course, they tried to spin that as well. Reverend Al Sharpton also tried to spin this as, well, even the white people who are trying to protect the black people are being shot. And that's not what happened there either. So the news media now has, and they continue to double down on this. Whoopi Goldberg still says it's murder. It was murder. Kyle Rittenhouse was murdered those people. Apparently, don't understand what murder is, first of all. Oh, they came at him with a skateboard, so he shot him with a gun. There's a man in the hospital today with brain damage who was attacked by a man with a skateboard at one of the protests. I believe it was in Arkansas. To this very day, he's still in the hospital. They don't know if he'll ever be able to speak again. This was months ago that this happened. Hit in the head with a skateboard. There was a man killed on the streets. It's on video. From people just beating him to death. No guns involved, no weapons involved. When the mass mob frenzy starts in, what do you think is going to happen? Kyle would be dead today, or seriously impaired for the rest of his life, in my opinion, had he not been able to protect himself. The whole thing that started this whole thing was a guy lit a dumpster fire, and Kyle put it out with a fire extinguisher. Had Kyle put that out with a fire extinguisher, and the guy would have then come at him to kill him, this man who had been in a psych ward not more than a day earlier, a child rapist, and I don't say that as an allegatory thing. He was convicted of rape, child rape, coming after Kyle, telling him he's going to kill him. Threatened him earlier in the day. If Kyle hadn't had a gun, who knows what would happen there. And the whole reason Kyle was there is because the powers that be told the police to stand down. Just idiocracy. That's what this is. But I digress. So this man then, in response, supposedly, just acting out of anger. Well, who charged up the anger? If you want to blame somebody, blame the media for this crazy rhetoric that continues to come out about Kyle. I still think that there's still things festering underneath the surface. I believe that there are probably still threats going on to the jurors. They did absolutely the right thing, and I think they were extremely brave in doing what they did. They are to be commended. In the face of everything that was going on, I did not expect it to go the way it did. I thought that there would be so much fear of riots and retribution that the mob was going to win. They were going to get their way, and Kyle was going to be convicted. Now, the Ahmaud Arbery, I don't know how to pronounce his name. I apologize. Young man who was killed down south. The guilty counts there. I thought that the one guy was, I thought it was a little extreme for him to be considered to be convicted of murder. But maybe I don't understand his involvement. I thought that the one guy wasn't that involved in what was going on. And I could be very wrong. I thought that there was I thought he had little to do with what had happened. But then he was convicted of murder. I thought that was a little bit steep. I don't know. Again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor, accountant, scientist, virologist, financial advisor, any of those things. I do have a puppy by my side now. Okay. Little puppy came down to see me. Oh, I got two of them. Both my little dogs. Little doggies. So I'm concerned now. They're talking about, they're still trying to cover up and spin and trying not to talk about what happened in Waukesha. By the way, I go to Waukesha, or through Waukesha, I go to that area, Milwaukee, Kenosha, Waukesha. It's Waukesha. I hear all kinds of people on news, the radio, from the East Coast and West Coast and all over the country saying, Waukesha. Waukesha. Yeah, and it's Waukesha. It's from the Waukesha Indian tribe. There's a lot of cities, little towns up in Wisconsin are named after Indian tribes. And that's what that's from. If anybody up in that area is, if they're from there, they will tell you. It's Waukesha. It just seems weird to hear people pronouncing it very incorrectly. And it's annoying, actually. I don't know why it's so annoying to me, but it just is. So in case you were wondering, that's how you pronounce Waukesha. They keep sweeping another rug. Now they're saying a car drove through the crowd. Doing everything they can to avoid actually talking about what actually happened there. And it's actually quite disturbing the way they're trying to get away with this. Get around it, I should say. But I digress. So that's what's happening today. Joe should, by his own words, be eliminated. The Waukesha event should be treated as a man or a person, if you want to go that far, if you don't even want to blame a gender, a person who drove a car through a crowd of people, indiscriminately killing them. Call it what you will, but it's a crime and it's murder. That's murder. That's more of a terrorist act. It goes beyond murder, in my opinion. But, you know, we'll see what happens with that. They're comparing him to Kyle Rittenhouse, which I just think is just absolutely insane. But that's what they're doing. So let's keep praying for the nation, keep praying for each other, keep praying for this country, and praying for our leaders. God bless everybody. Have a great day.